Science editors named the discovery of a subatomic particle known as the Higgs boson as breakthrough of the year. The long-sought-after particle, believed to impart mass to all other matter in the universe, was made by researchers at the CERN Particle Physics Lab near Geneva using the $5.5 billion atom smasher called the Large Hadron Collider. In a podcast interview on the magazine's website, science deputy news editor Robert Kuhn says the discovery fills an important gap in our understanding of the physical structure of the universe.
The Higgs boson is a fundamental particle that completes physicists' standard model, which describes all the fundamental particles and the forces with which they interact.
Kuhn says the discovery of the Higgs boson, first hypothesized by physicist Peter Higgs 40 years ago, may spark a new round of discoveries in particle physics.
Now the big question is there anything else? And that's what the scientists at CERN are going to be looking for, that beyond the standard model lies this theory. One of them is called supersymmetry, in which every particle in the standard model has another particle that hasn't been discovered yet.
Another top achievement in 2012, according to the science editors, was a discovery by a research team in the Netherlands of further proof of the existence of so-called antimatter particles that annihilate themselves. Kuhn says these elusive, short-lived particles may have practical applications in information technology and the development of the so-called quantum computer.
Computers that are based on things called qubits instead of bits. So it could well be that these will turn out to be the key to these super-duper computers, unlike anything else we have, and that'll be a breakthrough of the year if it happens. This year, all they've got is quasi-particles that have these properties.
Kuhn says quantum computers would be vastly more efficient at storing and processing data than today's silicon chip computers. An ancient finger bone found in a Siberian cave and believed to be from an extinct early human species known as Denisovan made the science list in 2011 and again this year. Last year, DNA was extracted from the fossilized bone. This year, researchers managed to sequence the complete genome using a new technique that revealed as much genetic detail as could be obtained from a living person. The genome allowed scientists to construct the profile of a 3-year-old girl.
She had brown hair and brown eyes and brown skin, too. They found out when she lived, about 74,000, 80,000 years ago. And they've managed to find out a lot about her genes. And one of the interesting things is that when they start looking at the genes of modern people who live in parts of Asia and the Pacific, they find out that some of them have Denisovan genes in them. And that means that our ancestors interbred with some of them.
The research team that previously showed how the mind could be used to move a cursor on a computer screen demonstrated an even greater feat in 2012. They showed that people paralyzed by injuries or disease could use their minds to move an electromechanical arm with their thought impulses conducted over wires surgically implanted in their brains.
The progress that took place in 2012 is very hopeful, and I'm sure that we'll see a lot more. Now that they've managed to make this technology work, it'll just get cheaper and better and more graceful and more useful as time goes by.
Among the year's other major advances recognized by the science editors, the ingenious landing system that enabled NASA's car-sized Curiosity rover to set down flawlessly on the surface of Mars. A new instrument that gives scientists the ability to alter genes in fish, toads, and other animals. And a laser 1 billion times brighter than conventional X-rays. The new scanning technology was used to determine the structure of an enzyme required by the parasite that causes African sleeping sickness, raising hope for new treatments. For the complete list of Science Magazine's top 10 breakthroughs of the year, go to the Science page at voanews.com. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.